Okay, politics then and now. Draw me some comparisons. Do you feel that the political system is still manipulated for racial advantage? Someone react to that.
This is Trish Snyder. When I heard Mr. McRae talk about groups of businessmen getting together to make sure their candidate gets elected, I wasn't sure whether he was talking about 1898 or 1998. And I think that plays out in the 1998 and the 2001 public representation. We have one African-American elected representative in New Hanover County, and she inched by with just a few votes to get on city council. No one else has been elected for the first time. They had to first be appointed before they could run for re-election. We have no black representation on the county commissioners, no black representation on the school board. We have two African-American women on the city council, and I'm thankful for that. But it's not representative, and it's sad.
Herbert Harris, some folk make a big to-do about how much progress we've made because we've had a black sheriff in this county over a long term. Does that indicate political progress as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think that the sheriff was an interesting example of a person who could bring all colors together. It's just that there are not a lot of people who can unite the races that way, who can either appeal to the issues or appeal to people's hopes and dreams. I think we have made progress. And the fact that there are more blacks in the arena is progress. But if we've gained an inch, there are others that have gained a mile. So when you say comparative progress, I don't know that we have progressed that far. When you look back at Wilmington, where Wilmington was a mecca for African Americans after the Civil War up to 1898, not only were they the majority of the population, but it was an area of skilled craftsmen, skilled businessmen. After 1898, thousands of them disappeared. For example, St. Stephen's Church, which had about 1,300 members before November 1898, 3 months later, their membership had dropped to about 300, including the minister. So right there, out of 11,000, that's 1,000 people, skilled people that disappeared. So at the present, the political power, the economic power is still suffering from that removal of the cream of the crop. So we've made progress, but there's a whole lot more that needs to be made.
Bertha Todd, Herbert Harris refers to black candidates who campaigned successfully for office. And he suggests that their success was that they knew how to run. They knew how to pull people together. I'm wondering, is there a certain way a black person, candidate for office, needs to confront the plurality represented in our community?
Yes, I think so. When I came here in 1952, I found apathy. I found individuals, ethnic groups, whites and blacks, not really talking with each other, and the political structure for African Americans was zero. I have seen progress since 1952, but from a personal opinion, not enough progress. Until all ethnic groups are represented as this county is represented in population, on the many boards that we have here in Wilmington and elected officials, I don't think we've made enough progress. The political structure here in New Hanover County needs the kind of individuals who respect all cultures, and those individuals are willing to work towards goals of unity and respect. And I can't say that enough.
What we have here in Wilmington is called a protocol, reprisals, and provocateurs. The protocol is set up by the European men, politically speaking. If you do not conform to the protocol, then what reaction will come from that would be reprisals. And then there are people that are afraid to take risk on their livelihood, family, etc. So they will comply to the protocol. And then there are provocateurs. Those are the people that would come into a meeting such as this, and they will go out and they will tell what's going on with the intent to see that nothing gained. So I find that very strong in Wilmington.
It's John Bennett. I'd like to respond to that as an educator. I would agree with some of that in terms of race, but I might even go another step further and take it to the male, black and white, and that is Having been involved in this now for almost 4 years, I can tell you when I've sat in some circles as the only male, black, white, didn't have anything to do with it. Being a person who works with young people all the time, where 80% of all new marriages end in divorce, how many men are in those families that end in divorce? And my point being, where are the men to be involved? I'm involved heavily in my church as the only male for 4 years on the Youth Diocesan Commission. I wanted to know where are the rest of the men in the church. So it's a bigger issue sometimes even than race. It's a very big issue for all of our society. To me, it's being a part of the solution and getting involved and communicating to begin to solve the problems that face us. And until you communicate, which I have discovered through this 1898 in the study circles, I found out I don't even know what the problems are. My group, my study circle groups, meets once a month for breakfast. They think they're not doing anything. And I said, you know what? You're doing a whole lot because you're beginning relationships. And note that change will not occur until relationships are built. And I really believe that we as a country must do more to build the relationships face to face.
Ladies, he's made a case for the lack of involvement of men. But women have had some political issues too. They've been pretty scarce for a long period in this country on the political scene. How do you respond to what he said? Any of you? Okay, Trish, what do you think?
I would agree with John. When I think about the study circles, primarily women who were willing to take the risk and expose their weaknesses and talk about the differences and talk about those things that unite us. When Barbara and I were trying to put together diverse groups during the 1898 centennial, people were very afraid to participate. Black people were afraid that we were going to just whitewash the whole issue. White people were afraid that we were going to start another race riot and they didn't want to be involved. And Barbara and I and the people that were pulling these people together said, if we can just have friendships come out of these things, it will be a wonderful thing. And so if we can get that exposure among men and women, among black and white, and start dialoguing and having breakfast together and going out for lunch together and working on projects together, we can take over politically too.
Okay, we're going to move on at this point. Our next topic is going to be the economics involved in this.